The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services defines bullying as unwanted aggressive behavior among school-age children that involves a real or perceived power imbalance. The behavior is repeated or has the potential to be repeated over time. Bullying includes actions such as making threats, spreading rumors, attacking someone physically or verbally, and excluding someone from a group on purpose. An educator and a counselor in Tulsa want to create a school that's bully-free. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Anyone can be a victim of bullying. Numbers from the National Center for Education Statistics break down the specific targets of school bullying: homophobic bullying, bullying of students with disabilities, racist bullying targets people of a specific race or culture, and religious bullying targets people who have specific religious beliefs. Bullying can be addressed through federal laws concerning harassment. Schools are legally obligated to address it as such, and Oklahoma is a state that employs both law and policy against bullying. Even with such checks in place, bullying will still occur. Its regularity surprises educator and Choctaw Nation member C.C. Lahan.
I was having to homeschool them in order to get them to where they could go to high school and survive the bullying.
Lahan found some bullying victims don't necessarily fall into a neatly defined category.
My kids ranged from really popular girls that you would think would be completely, would fit in just fine, but for some reason were getting attacked by the mean girls, so to speak, to I have several Asperger's children, and they were not being served. They're so smart. Their IQs were off the charts, but they were different socially, and even the teachers were bullying these guys.
Through a chance meeting at a radio station, Lahan met a school counselor who was seeing the same patterns of bullying and wanted to do something about it.
Magic Ravenhawk and I had individually began to look into starting a school here in Tulsa, which would value diversity. Because from her end, she had noticed the statistics for transgender youth suicide, and the rates are astronomical. And then she had noticed the LGBT suicide rates and that it was just getting worse. And the amount of kids who were being bullied in this area, also Native children were being bullied and treated differently and not encouraged to be themselves in the mainstream. So with the cultures, she was coming at it from the cultures being squashed in order to survive in a public or private school in this area.
Native students from schools with Native-themed mascots also look for an alternative. Dr. Stephanie Freiberg testified before the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs in September of 2011 that the effects on Native high school and college students who attended a school with a Native mascot was a significant lowering of self-esteem and increased levels of anxiety and depression.
On one hand, they're hearing at home how important, and from their elders, how important it is to maintain this culture. And on the other hand, they so much as wear a beaded piece to school, or, and I'm just using that as one example that we ran into actually about a month ago, and the kids are making fun of them, and the teachers are allowing it. Or in the private schools, they're not allowed to wear something that would represent their culture because of the uniforms. And so they're getting a double message, and that's causing them a lot of difficulty internally. And that's where we run into it being detrimental for these kids to be in schools with mascots. It's a joke, you know, it's supposed to be fun and it's not serious and don't worry about it and all of that. But it doesn't feel that way inside.
Ravenhawk is from the Tigua Pueblo. Working with Lahan, she found that the two of them together had the credentials to start an accredited school.
Our next step will be to basically document everything, get full policies and procedures in place, and then procure a building, which in this case we are looking at a floor in a building in downtown Tulsa. So it will provide a way for us to just walk out the front door to a field trip. Of course, our second biggest roadblock would be funding, so that we are sure that we can fund my salary as a headmaster and curriculum designer and HR. I'll be wearing many hats. And then Magic is the executive director, doing all of the marketing, advertising, enrollment, and all of that, as well as two of our initial teachers that are on board.
That was educator C.C. Lawhon talking about the future of the Oklahoma Alliance Academy, a school that would embrace diversity and be bully-free. It's set to open in fall of 2015. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.